RBC Canadian Open gets underway. What's underway now at Royal Montreal. Ian Leggett will be there. He checked it out earlier this week, the Sportsnet golf analyst. Not a great field, but 19 Canadians in that field, including a bunch of amateurs. And hard to believe, Ian, but no Canadian has won this thing, our tournament, in 60 years.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the regrets that Mike Weir has got in his career right now is not closing it off in 2004, I believe it was.
With Vijay, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that, you know, he's going to look back on that. We talked about it a little bit on Monday, and he, you know, had a great opportunity to sort of end that drought. And the quality of field, I guess, that you're looking at with, you know, the way that Weirzy's playing right now, he is showing some very good signs of getting his game back in shape. But is this the week that, you know, Graeme Dillette finally goes out and wins a golf tournament? And this would be a perfect time to do it.
Ian, you just mentioned Dillette. I was going to ask you, outside of, you know, maybe Mike Weir, who's the best opportunity to see a Canadian do it? Because with 19, you got a lot of chances out there, and there are a couple of guys that are playing some pretty good golf.
And, yeah, the way this golf course is set up this week, I mean, we're going to see some very, very low scores this week. There's very little rough at Royal Montreal. Course is in very good condition. So I think you're going to see a lot of guys go very, very low. And, you know, the one guy that's capable of that is Graham. David's coming off a very nice week last week. You know, obviously he got in the British Open because of Mark Calcavecchia withdrawing. But I think that he's... you know, hitting the ball extremely well. And when David gets in that sort of role where he, you know, his ball striking's in check, I think that he's got that ability too. I mean, he, you know, he had an opportunity last year at John Deere where, you know, every single year the scoring is extremely low. So he's got that ability to hang in there right to the end as well.
Ian Leggett, our guest, he will be at Royal Montreal for the RBC Canadian Open. Dillette, Hearn, Weir, the notable Canadians, they tee off this afternoon. This is the debate. I mean, you've done it countless times. It happens every year. Of course, the Canadian Open is right after the British Open. There is no worse week. It could be the week after the Masters and the field would be better. But, of course, the jet lag and flying all the way across the pond, it's just really tough to get the names you want.
It really is. And RBC does a great job on sort of recruiting those guys that you see, you know, the Jim Furyks and Matt Kuchers, to get to play in this event. And until they move this event away from, you know, the week after the British Open, we're going to continue to see fields like this. And the other, sort of, you know, unfortunate, you know, timing of this being the week after the British Open is that it even makes it worse when you move it west of Ontario. And trying to get to play those great golf courses that are out west and trying to get those fields is even harder. You're adding another 4 or 5 hours onto the best players in the world to travel to. So until they move that event away from this particular week, we're going to continue to see, you know, a lackluster field at the Canadian Open.
Ian, we can't have a conversation, it seems, in the last decade without mentioning Tiger Woods. I was saying to Andrew going into the break, there's one guy that I think that should be playing, and it's Tiger. I wonder if you agree. To get Tiger Woods right mentally, not just his game, does he need to maybe play in some of these smaller tournaments and you know, try and run through the field that's not as stacked and see if he can get himself right that way in this latest comeback bid?
Well, I'm not sure if that's the case. I mean, he just needs to play. I mean, period. It doesn't matter who he's playing against. And I know he's hitting a lot of golf balls. And the thing that I noticed last week at the British Open, irrespective of how he finished, he was not hitting any shots where we saw any twinging. And as the week went on, I think even though he played extremely well the first day, and I think that was just honestly by pure luck, that he was starting to get into a better rhythm with his golf swing. There wasn't any sort of inhibitions or sort of flinching at the impact that we've seen over the last couple of years. So the more golf balls that he hits and the more, you know, competitive rounds he gets under his belt, he's going to be more comfortable when he actually does tee it up in a tournament. The issue with Royal Montreal is he's never played very well. I mean, it was the first cut he ever missed on the PGA Tour was at Royal Montreal as a member. And so he hasn't done it, you know, very well around there. Tiger hasn't done very well on tree-lined golf courses. He plays poorly at Riviera, and Royal Montreal is very similar to that. So coming off a week like he finally makes, you know, the cut last week at the British Open, for him to show up again this week would have been very, very rare.
not to get too deep, but is there, of the 19 Canadians, right, because we got a lot of guys that they get a chance for many of them to play on their first tour event, is there a younger guy, maybe even an amateur, Ian, that we should kind of be aware of or that you're excited to see?
Well, I think the one guy that's really sticks out to me is Taylor Pendrith. I mean, that's part of the problem with golf in Canada is compared to other parts of the world. When you talk about Australia, you talk about the United States, and the, you know, when Ricky Fowler turns pro, this guy's a superstar already. Yeah. We've had some great amateurs that have come out that really have to prove themselves because they're unrecognizable. We had Matt Hill and Nick Taylor, number one and two amateurs in the world, that turned pro about 4 years ago, and they just flew under the radar. We have another guy like that in Taylor Pendrith. Taylor Pendrith is the 18th ranked amateur in the world. He's an All-American. He won the Porter Cup last year, which is probably the third largest amateur event in the United States. He runner up in the Canadian amateur. And he just absolutely has a full tour game. The kid hits it off the end of the earth. He's got the mentality to play the game once he gets comfortable on the professional side. He's going to turn professional this fall. So these are the kind of guys, and I wish that in Canada, when prior to this, I mean, Taylor Pendrith should be, you know, a half a step from being a superstar in Canadian golf, and he flies under the radar. I think it would provide a lot more confidence with these kids when they actually did make the transition.
Pendrith tees off at 2:15 this afternoon, along with Adam Hadwin, who actually had a pretty good moment a couple years ago at the U.S. Open. Ian, thanks for this. We'll talk to you hopefully on Monday.
Thanks, boys.